This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon bringing you Something Wild. We're in downtown Manchester today on North Elm Street at the Brady Sullivan Tower where peregrine falcons nest. Today we're planning to go to the nest box and band one three-week-old peregrine chick. So let's go upstairs and take a look. I just want you to realize what a winding road it was that got us to this point. We have we had the same two adult peregrines back this spring that we've had for many years, a 14-year-old male and a 9-year-old female. And they laid their eggs in late March and began incubating. And within a week of the start of incubation, the male took off on a hunting flight. It was about 3 miles southeast of here and had an accident. Crashed into something, had a compound fracture of one of his wings, and was totally out of commission. In 2 days, she abandoned that group of eggs. In 3 days, she'd found a new mate. She laid 5 more eggs. So that's where we are now. We're on the 13th floor of the Brady Sullivan Tower in Manchester. It's the utility floor. All the air conditioning and other equipment is here. This box was custom built more than 20 years ago when we first saw peregrine activity here in town. All right. Oh, there's Mom. We've got Mother Falcon. She can hear us right now, but she can't see us through the one-way glass. But look at her. She's right here.
Yeah.
And her chick is right around the corner, laying on the ground. So we're going to do this one step at a time. We're going to open the lock. We're going to reach in, grab this 22-day-old chick, and bring it out. We're going to put it right in here. All right, ready? So here we have a baby peregrine falcon. We're going to take her downstairs and work with her, okay? This bird is 22 days old. It's gotten, I think, ample food during the last 3 weeks. It's not competing with any other chicks for food. Gets everything that's brought in. So the protocol for this is we'll put the color band on the left leg, which will allow us to ID the bird in the field later. So I'll turn it around for you here so you can have the right leg. It's a delicate operation because you're on the leg of a baby bird here, and you're trying to squeeze this band the way it needs to be without twisting the leg in any way. So our hope is that we're going to find this female bird in a year or two or three or ten, somewhere in New England, or maybe farther. We'll leave this. Come back, clean it up in a minute. She's gone. Ready? Hold it. Good. And now she's back and everybody's happy again. And she has some new jewelry. This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon for Something Wild. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.